This one I wrote in Paris during the Algerian Revolution, and it's called Against France, on the Algerian pleasures of entity. And I still can maintain the same position today in the poem by just changing the title to read Against the United States of America on the Vietnamese pleasures of entity. It might, you might see some reference to my colleague Bly's poem about the small-boned people. Against the United States of America on the Vietnamese pleasures of entity. When I died, the devils tortured me with ice picks and pliers and all the other instruments they learned from men of faith. They took off my genitals and nails, less troubles, chained me to the wall, and came in shifts with forced foods and electrodes. Later, after works, I tore chains from the wall. What whips chains are. I lashed my lashers and escaped their cell, armed to my last two teeth in search of God. My arms, though, were chains chained to my arms, so what I touched, I struck. I met all the animals with beaks and offered them myself to rend, since, as a student of torture, I had arms, though, were chains chained to my arms, so what I touched, I struck. I met all the animals with beaks and offered them myself to rend, since, as a student of torture, I had found it fun and wrecked them as they bit. What would I have done if I had met a smile? Well, I swam the river of spit, crossed the plain of scorpions, and went into the lake of fire. I emerged bone, dripping the last of my flesh, a good riddance, and asked whoever came to chew the bones, "Where is God?" Each answered, "Here I am now. I am in a way." I answered, "Nonsense," every time, and struck with chains. Weary and weary, I came to the final ocean of acid. Pain was a friend who told me I was temporal when nothing else spoke. So I dipped in my hand bones and saw them eaten. It is good to be rid of the bones, I felt, as clattering encumbrances to search, and dived in whole. However, instead of being shriven or freed up into flight, oh, I was born again. I squalled for a while to keep my death, that time when chains were arms and pain a great ally, but I was conquered and began my sentence to a child's forgetfulness, uneager to collect the matter of these dreams, and stared into the presence of you innocent beasts. That's my notion of the nature of the colonial revolutions going on in our time, and I think we're on the wrong side, kids. I really do.